We take it very slowly.
If somebody went in there like a plow horse, it would be ridiculous.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. That would not be pleasurable.
Right.
It's once it's there, then, you know, it's
slow movements.
Yes.
Do they get faster strokes as you go along?
No,
slow.
They do it very slowly. Yes. But, you know, this is all individual. There are others that get pleasure out of the rub.
Right.
Out of
them. You know, you just blow each other now. But if you receive pleasure from it, why not try it one more time or something? You know what
because
I mean?
Because when you reach a certain point, you know, it's not
hot anymore.
No.
It's just too tight. It's an enormous hunk of meat. In my ass.
Who is this talking?
You. Wow.
I remember Jason Ellis here.
Yeah, now that's a big cock, right?
He was impressive.
Bigger than Brad?
Well, I haven't seen him erect.
But similar size, or
I would like to, you know, well, yeah.
What were you about to say, George?
He wants to see. He wants to see Jason Ellis erect. You know, all your do-goodingness and everything. Oh, there you guys are. There's a picture of you two together.
Where?
On the screen.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Look at that.
Oh, my. Oh, he's got cats on his hip bone.
Oh, my God. You didn't notice that before, did you?
Look at your hands shaking.
Oh, my.
Your hands are shaking when you handle it. Boy, I wish I was hung like that.
Fred, you were able to come up with that just so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, we always keep that around when you're here. Well, I know that's a fantasy of yours.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love your pee-wee.
Are you auditioning?
Our problems are many, our problems are few, depending on the day you don't know.
What is that?
You ought to write a Broadway musical.
Brad is so long, not as long as Jason Ellis. Whoops, I'm not supposed to be singing that. Oh, the night Brad put it.
Listening. You still know the guy? The guy you had the, not the affair with, but the guy you cheated with, do you still know him?
No, we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure Brad put his foot down on that.
No,
yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long, long time.
Still thinking about him?
But,
I bet you beat off to him.
All
do
this,
you beat
aren't
off
you?
To him? Hey, listen, you're a man.
What do you think about when you're doing that, George?
Well, occasionally Jason Ellis.
I bet. But you haven't stopped talking about him.
Robin.
By the way, that is so true because, I mean, you're in love with Jason Ellis.
Oh, my God.
And I never had an affair with him. No.
The guy you cheated with, is he a friend of yours on Facebook?
No.
How do you know? Don't you think, like in a way, you should have a free pass to go have some hot sex because God knows Brad doesn't want it anymore.
You know, but the other thought you have, though, is when you've been with one man all these many years, you wonder, you know, can I really rise to the occasion?
Oh, you could.
Somebody new.
Did you see yourself with Jason Ellis?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have no question about it, George.
You question whether you could rise to the occasion? Come on. If I put you alone in a room with Jason right now, you want to start wrestling him?
Oh, you've got a beautiful
I thought we were done with me.
Yeah, we are done. All right. Very good. Very good information. Thank you, George.
Oh, my goodness. You've got such a beautiful cock.
All right. We're going to take a break. What is that?
Wonderful tease to get your audience to tune in.
Yes. Yes, a tease.
After the commercial.
That's right. And I'm sure when we get back in the 8 o'clock hour, George will again pontificate about the beauty of Jason Ellis' penis. All right. We'll be back right after these words.